Well,
here we are. It's our last day.
It is our last day in Rotterdam. They are literally taking the stadium down around us as we record this.
They are, and so you are going to periodically hear the beep, beep, beep of a vehicle reversing, which of course we all know what that sounds like. So, you know, when you hear that, I know it's irritating. Please don't write in. It's, you know, it's just one of those things. So let's reflect on, well, it's been another amazing day for Team GBR.
It has been medals, 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 to it's use, been your, medals, medals, use your medals. Quote.
It's, yeah, raining medals for Team GBR today. And it started off, I mean, early in the morning, it started off with gold. You can't do better than that, can
no,
you?
No, this is our first gold of the championships. And it went to Georgia Wilson.
Leave the best to last, that's what I say. Well, always, yes, have your last day where you decide to win gold. Fabulous stuff. And we'll hear from Georgia Wilson later on. But the first interview, we are bringing you two interviews today. It was either yesterday or the day before. We apologise to you because we only managed to bring you one interview. Well, today we have double that. We have two interviews for you. And the first one is with...
It's with Vicky Underwood, who is here as our chef de mission and is the performance director of Team GBR in, you know, the rest of the time. I caught up with her. It was this morning, so because we knew this afternoon was going to be mad.
Yeah.
We caught up with her, or I caught up with her this morning, just to find out how this week has gone for her. So Vicky, it's the morning of the last day in Rotterdam. This afternoon is expected to be absolutely crazy, which is why we're sitting down and doing this now, before, you know, the madness descends. So talk to me about Rotterdam. How has this week been?
Gosh, it's been one of the most exciting weeks of my life, I think. We're really blessed to have a championship that's taken on three disciplines. So the dressage, the jumping, and the para dressage. It's come with its challenges, trying to certainly integrate para dressage into the fabric of a sort of able-bodied competition. So we have had to deal with a number of different things that have been thrown at us, but I think the team have responded incredibly well. I couldn't be more proud of the way that every time an issue has faced us, we have very calmly and collectively taken on what that means, how we need to deal with it, who needs to deal with it, and we've actually come out with some great solutions that have just allowed our riders to get on and do their job. And that's really what the staff, support staff, etc., we need to do. We need to keep the noise away from the competitors so they can just focus on the job in hand.
And boy, have our athletes performed this week. They've just been insane, haven't they?
Absolutely phenomenal. I mean, we have brought, let's start with para dressage, we've brought three new riders who have never been on a senior team before, let alone a senior championship team, in a foreign country, and they have all demonstrated such incredible confidence, focus, and some amazing performances. Just an hour ago, Georgia Wilson has won a gold medal to follow on from her silver medal and the team medal. A gold medal in her first championship in the music. And it was a beautiful, beautiful test. So that shows the strength in depth that we've got, which is really exciting for the future. We've then got the jumpers. I mean, we're heading into the final day, but again, a team medal and Tokyo qualification. We could not have asked for any more here. I'm so proud. And we've got two riders now through to the final day, with Ben Mayer in the lead on Explosion, and they're on incredible form. So this is really encouraging. We haven't had the best year with show jumping, so it's... If you can choose a time for everything to come together, you do it at a championship, and that's what they've done. And just finally with the dressage, I mean, we have had personal bests coming out of our ears. Gareth has absolutely blown me away. If there is a fairy tale here, it's Gareth with each of his performances. And if it hadn't been for, you know, the unfortunate incident with Charlotte, we would have had team silver, individual silver, plus, I am sure, an individual medal from the music. So, again, in terms of where we are as a sport and what we've achieved, we've really delivered. It's good.
It's brilliant. And I think one of the things I've really liked this week is seeing our riders support each other across disciplines. So we had Scott Brash came and watched the Grand Prix special. Yesterday we had Carl, Lottie and Gareth coming to watch Sophie Wells do her Grade 5 test. It's just been really lovely to see everyone support each other.
Yes, it's... And I keep seeing photos pop up. There was a lovely photograph of Charlotte and Scott, with Charlotte trying to persuade Scott to move to dressage. And I also, it's been noted, not just, you know, we've felt it, but other teams have noticed it as well. So I've heard other teams just say how amazing the British teams, all of them, seem to be in supporting themselves, but also, you know, the wider British team. And that's really powerful. It's really powerful not only internally for us, but externally for our opposition to see just how strong we are and how we come together to support each other. So exciting times ahead.
And what can we take from here looking forwards to Tokyo?
Oh, a few things. There's certainly going to be some debriefs and a lot of learning. The strength and depth is important. It's a bit of a nightmare for the selectors, I have to say, when they've got a wider pool to choose from, but trying to get those rider-horse combinations that are able to peak at the right time is critical. So knowing we've got these debutantes here doing so incredibly well, and the team spirit is great. We need to capitalise on that, really make sure coming into Tokyo, there's going to be quite a challenging games, need to really make sure that we're all really on the ball, we're really well planned, we can support each other in this quite challenging environment that's going to come up. But also, it's not just about the riders and the horses. You know, the grooms have really worked closely across teams, so they have learned a lot from each other. And the grooms have been phenomenal here, but they're the ones that are up until 8, 9 o'clock at night, and they're back here at 5:30. I mean, they work so incredibly hard. So we've learned a lot, I think, with those and how we can take that learning forward into Tokyo, and also the owners. I mean, the owners, we couldn't do this without the owners. We couldn't do this without owners being prepared to retain their huge investments in riders and in the horses to help us make sure that by the time we get to Tokyo, they feel that they want to stay with the flag, they want to stay with the riders, they want to stay with Team GB, because we're able to give them that family that really just can throw down the performances time and time and time again.
Well, I think we've proved that we can do that this week. We've now just got to cross our fingers, wait and see what happens with the rest of the para performances and the jumping later on.
Yep.
I think it was really interesting there. I mean, Vicky obviously has picked out all three disciplines, and obviously, you know, as she said, you couldn't have asked for more from the jumpers. We're going to Tokyo, that's great. The para equestrian dressage, superb. And dressage as well, the number of personal bests there. And Gareth Hughes, who we've now realised is loved by all the foreign media and us.
Obviously. Oh, yeah, we love him as
well. We love him enormously, but the foreign media absolutely go nuts for him. Anyway, let's talk about para equestrian dressage. Because that is where the gold medal came. And it was the very first thing we saw this morning.
It was. It got the morning off to an absolutely cracking start. I was down at the arena when Georgia did her test, and it was just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful test. And again, I mean, we said this before about, you know, her other tests when she got individual silver and team silver. She is competing against the current Paralympic champion.
Yeah. No, that's true. And so, it's worth saying, I was talking to John Stroud, our photographer, who has forgotten more about this sport than I will ever know. He is absolutely the font of all knowledge as far as equestrian sport's concerned. And he reckons, he said to me, I think Georgia Wilson is going to be a big star. And I think he's right. Well, he knows his stuff, but he just says, I see something. And but bear in mind, this is her first senior championships, and she is leaving with a gold and two silvers.
It's
astonishing.
Absolutely astonishing. And of course, the other, you know, part, obviously there's her and there's Midnight, but the third component in that dream team is Sophie Wells, who is her coach and her mentor. So obviously it's been brilliant for Georgia to have Sophie here with her this week. I know it's given her a lot of confidence to have Sophie by her side. And I mean, Sophie is here. This is the first time she's been here as a rider, but also as a coach. You know, that's added a whole new element to her competition. And bless her heart, she says she gets far more nervous watching Georgia ride into that arena than she ever does riding down the centre line herself.
Well, that's how we all feel, isn't it? That's a, when we're watching, you know, so this afternoon when I was watching Ben Mayer going over the jumps, we are all so nervous, but he is ice cool. And I suppose when you're in control, when you're the athlete, when you're the rider, you're in control, so you haven't got time for nerves. It's all the rest of us, you know, the heart's in the mouth. Yes, hers on the back of your neck, its heart's pumping, goodness me.
I have to say, I stand at the edge of the arena with my heart going, getting all sort of tense and adrenaline filled, and then the performance ends and it's that come down afterwards.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to type up social media posts on my laptop and, you know, edit the pictures so they can go straight out, and my fingers are actually shaking.
No, definitely. So we spoke to Georgia Wilson and Sophie Wells, because Sophie won silver, Georgia, as we said, won gold today. Amazing performance. You spoke to them both.
I'm here with Georgia Wilson, individual gold medalist, and Sophie Wells, individual silver medalist. Guys, you must be absolutely thrilled.
Yes. Very pleased. I think for Georgia to come here and to get that gold medal, I mean, I was really emotional because, I mean, to see a rider that you've been working with for a long time, you know, achieve, it's a dream. And I mean, that happened for me 10 years ago when winning my first medal, and I know exactly how it feels, and I think, yeah, I was really emotional earlier, and even Georgia got a bit emotional, and neither of us do that emotion, so, it was really special.
And Georgia, tell me, has it sunk in yet?
No. The first day hasn't sunk in yet, so...
Yeah, the first one, two, three.
Yeah,
so you've done three tests, and you've got three medals. That must just be... Yeah, amazing. Did you expect to do that well, or was it just nice to be here?
It was nice to be here. I didn't. Well, I was hoping to bring stuff home, but not a gold medal or a silver one. Just, yeah, happy to be here. And so for now, how stressed I was a week before, I kept texting and going, is Midnight okay?
Is it only me that gets really paranoid about the horses before we go? And I'm like, no. We all get really paranoid. And you check them every minute of every hour.
Yeah.
But it all paid off, and here you are. And how's it been just being here for a championships in Rotterdam? What's it been like behind the scenes?
Like, amazing. And seeing all the able-bodied and the show jumping and... Yeah, just being a part of it has been amazing.
And has there been a really nice team atmosphere as well?
Yeah, everyone's been really nice, and the world class have helped us, and obviously Mum and Dad for paying the bills.
Yes, very helpful. And lots of sugar lumps for Midnight.
Yeah, so is that Sophie's job?
That's Sophie's job.
Yeah. I just do the sugar lumps. I got nothing else to do.
But, I mean, to be fair, sugar lumps for George as well.
Absolutely, yeah. He loves sugar, and he's done a good job this week. He's been friendly horse for Mari as well, and I know he's my little superstar, and I wouldn't take any other horse home from this championship, apart from Midnight. She can come home as well. I love him to bits, and I'm so lucky to be able to ride him. And I'm really grateful to his owner, Charlotte Hogg, for trusting me with him, and trusting my choice at the beginning when we first bought him. So it's been a really long journey, but hopefully it's, there's lots of things to come.
And I know you guys have got team dinner this evening, and then is it home tomorrow?
Home tomorrow, and then Georgia's out competing on a new horse at the weekend. So
yes, I forgot about that.
Straight back to work, apparently.
Yeah, it doesn't stop just because you've won medals.
No, that's it. Hard work starts again now.
Yes, it is, yes.
Brilliant. Thank you, guys. And, bask in medal glory.
Definitely. Thank you.
So, I mean, you've touched on it briefly.
Yeah.
But the other thing that happened today, the last thing that happened today, was the jumping final.
Yeah, individual final. Holly Smith and Ben Mayer both competing in that. I thought Holly was really solid. Just one pole down in her first round. She managed to make it through to the final 12, which is a great, great result from her. And she went round clear. I think she got one.
She got one time penalty.
Time penalty, didn't she? But she didn't knock any of the poles down. I think really strong. I think Holly, for me, has had a really, really good championship. I think she's done exceptionally well.
She did. Well, she finished 10th individually at the end of it, which is a massive result for her and that horse. Because, you know, again, he's a fairly young horse. So it's a good, you know.
And this is just her second senior championships, isn't it?
It is, yes. So, you know, she's another one who's put in a very strong shout for Tokyo next year.
Definitely. And then it was Ben Mayer. Now, the pressure that I would argue, okay, here's my argument about Ben Mayer. I would argue the pressure has been on Ben all week. I have been so impressed by how Ben has reacted to that pressure. Do you know who this reminds me of? It reminds me of Jessica Ennis as she was in London 2012. In the build-up to London 2012, Jessica was on every poster to do with the Olympics all over London. And there were other athletes who were on those posters who didn't quite deliver as much as we were hoping. She delivered. And that ability, when everyone is looking at you, when the focus is all on you, to be able to still go out and perform as well as Ben did this week, I think that is the sign of a true professional athlete, a real champion. Now, he didn't manage to win gold here today. He won silver. Let's celebrate the fact that he won silver. But I think that is such an impressive performance, given the amount of eyes that were on him and the pressure that was on him this week. Phenomenal performance from him. And he did not knock a pole down until
the penultimate fence, and it was absolutely agonising, because it wasn't even the fact the horse knocked it with a hoof, it just caught the stud guard on his girth.
There you go. It was agonising. I was watching the Kiss and Cry, and it's so the Kiss and Cry is where, you know, teammates, the groom, and of course and family members and all that will go there, and you can see them try. You watch them, and it's almost as if they're jumping the fence themselves. It was agonising. But let's celebrate the fact Ben won a silver medal, and he leaves Rotterdam with two medals, because of course he was a major part of the team bronze that has obviously helped secure Team GBR their place, their show jumping place in Tokyo. So I think it's come to this point now where we talk about our favourite bit of Rotterdam. Or favourite bit of these championships of the last 7 days, because you and I are shortly going to be packing up from here and heading off to Le Moulin for the eventing, which I'm really looking forward to as well. No, you are.
Oh, yes.
But what would be your favourite bit of the last week here in Rotterdam?
I mean, the pancakes rank pretty high, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
But if we're going on equestrian sport, I think it comes down to a tie for me.
Go on.
Between Gareth and his three personal bests, because he's just the nicest man in the world, and I love that horse. And also then Georgia as well. Seeing her come to her first championships and absolutely smash it with a massive grin on her face the whole way through was just wonderful.
You have stolen my favourite one. Okay, my favourite one is Gareth. I was just... Gareth, I will fully admit, you will have forgotten more about dressage than I will ever know. I was so impressed by him. And here's my memory of Gareth is Carl Hester was watching him in that first round, and I'd been trying to get Carl to come up to do some interviews with all the TV companies, and all Carl wanted to talk about all the way up was Gareth. He said that was just astonishing. That performance was amazing, and it was obviously Gareth is a great guy, and the one that all the media love as well. He's so giving with his time. He's so generous. He embodies the team spirit that we've seen within Team GBR that Vicky was talking about before this week. That Gareth is the absolute embodiment of that. So I'm going to go with you. I'm going to say that is my favourite part of this week.
Well, I think the other thing there that you've touched on, and I know Vicky touched on as well, is it's just been lovely to see our athletes from different disciplines support each other.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing with the championships like this, where you've got three disciplines competing simultaneously. It doesn't often happen that way. Normally you go to a dressage show or you go to a show jumping show. Whereas here we've had three different teams of athletes come and compete. Not only have they supported themselves within those teams, they've supported each other across the disciplines as well. We've had, Charlotte, after what happened with her, was then there coaching Nikki Greenhill for her test. We've had the dressage team coming to watch Sophie do her grade five test. We had Scott Brash coming to watch the Grand Prix special with Charlotte Bichon. It's lovely to see it.
Yeah.
It shows that we are one team.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Rotterdam, you have been fabulous. We will always have Rotterdam.
We won't
have Rotterdam anymore.
We were doing so well.
Weren't we? Oh. I mean, there you go. And so tomorrow, you, me and John, get in a car and drive to Lemoolen. It's going to be 5 hours of rock. I can't wait. You're going to be in the back seat. You can listen to New Model Army and AC/DC, or you can listen to other podcasts. Please give us a review. We're desperate. 5 stars. Stars to you, Rachel, as well.
And fabulous. 5 stars to you, Matt.
Well done. Thanks for listening, everyone. It's now gone quiet in the arena just as we stop. But we will see you in Lemoolen.